hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I am Grace.
And just a reminder that we also have a fortnightly subscription feed called Sometimes Extra. It's where you can get a bonus episode from us, get the tea, the toxic thoughts, the cancelable thoughts behind a paywall.
The vulnerability.
And you can also support us in the podcast so that we can keep making it.
Yes. I do think that, like, you know that you're getting true insight from someone if they start to change their voice. Mm. Like if I put an accent on and go, I need to wee, I'm actually about to shoot myself. You know?
Yes. Yay. But we're having chats just before we're recording about the cost of the cozy lives. Because he lives in Sydney.
I know, the crisis.
Yeah, I just want to escape it.
It's really hard. I got paid the other day and Tom, Excel spreadsheets.
He works in kind of finance and...
Oh, yeah, he does like product management.
Yeah, yeah.
It just happens to be for a finance company.
Yeah.
But like he knows how to use Excel, which I'm like, wow.
That's so impressive.
Who are you?
Did you know, like, side note, whenever I looked at like jobs and it's like you must know how to use Excel and I'm like, well...
I still apply and I'm like, I'll figure it out, babe.
I have no idea how to use Excel.
No, I have no clue. No,
why is that a skill that we need to know?
I have never, ever, ever used Excel, but this is toxic of me. I know we do toxic thoughts in our subscriptions only, but my toxic thought is that, like, I could actually learn Excel spreadsheets in a day.
Yeah.
Even though people, like, devote their life to them.
Excel. YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, I reckon if I just spent like a solid like 40 minutes on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. Deep dive on YouTube, you're fine.
But watching Tom do it, it's actually magic. Like, it's insane. But so he does it and he like Excel spreadsheeted our life. Excel spreadsheeted.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So now I have like automatic payments go through and they all happen on the same day.
Yeah.
So I get paid and then an hour later, all of my bills for the whole fortnight are paid for. So whatever money I have left over is like play money.
That's yours.
And I don't have to stress about like money that I shouldn't use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is great because I'm terrible with money. Mm-hmm. You know, like I need the money that I have access to only be play money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was left with $18 last paycheck and it's laughable because it's so sad. Like, I was so shocked.
Wow.
And everyone in my workplace gets paid at the same time. And so they're all like, oh, my God, it's so sad. I only have $100 or I only have $200. And I was like,
I have $18.
And then
Was it like a week where, like, a lot of bills were coming out, like your gas and electricity for the quarter and shit?
I put a little bit every paycheck towards those things so that when those bills come.
It's not a surprise.
Not a surprise. Oh, and again, when I say Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
But, yeah, and then that night I went out. I didn't go out for dinner. I went to my dad's house for dinner.
Yeah.
And I was asked to bring dessert. Everything's so expensive. A Coles chocolate cake was $16.
No!
Ice cream was $9. I was in arrears. I was in arrears for my $18.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was very sad.
That is sad.
I know. Life's hard.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I'm actually disgusted by how much everything costs. It's a bit of a joke, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, like, it's when you're, like, picking up things. I went to buy toothpaste the other day.
Yeah.
And I swear toothpaste.
Used to be $2?
Used to be, like, $2 or $3.
That's, like, $7?
What? The bougie charcoal one.
Yeah.
$9.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you joking?
I was wanting to buy some clothes recently and I was like looking at I don't want to promote fast fashion, right? But I was looking at I would say fast fashion brand because I was like I just need a pair of pants and a skirt. I think that these will be affordable. They'll be under $100, right? Per item, which I still think is really
expensive.
This brand Pepper Mayo, have you heard of them?
Oh, they're definitely a fast fashion brand. Yeah, Pepper Mayo.
A pair of pants was $150. And I was like, sorry, when have you decided that you are upper high market clothing that you can charge that amount of money for fast fashion?
Yeah.
Fully. That's disgusting. I hate it.
No, it's awful.
Oh.
And then everyone in your life is probably just like, buy something, buy property.
Yeah.
But like, I'm struggling.
Perhaps. No, especially in Sydney. And this is why I was saying, like, I want to, well, firstly, I'm having a third life crisis, I call it. It's not quarter life crisis because I'm not 25. It's a third life crisis.
I really heard that as like, this is the third time I've had this no, crisis.
No, it's like a quarter life crisis, a half life, what is it? Half
midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. Mm. I'm having a third life crisis because I'm 30. And I'm like, I hate living in Sydney. And it's not just because of how expensive it is and how expensive it is to rent. I'm just so bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a change of lifestyle. And so I'm like, do I leave the country? And I'm like, maybe that's too drastic.
Mm.
Do I leave the city and just go somewhere like the Blue Mountains? I think I'd hate
no,
that.
No.
I'm such a city girl. Yeah, love a city. No. So I'm like, maybe I move to Melbourne.
I think Melbourne makes sense for you. You don't care for the beach or that kind of lifestyle.
But their housing is so much more affordable.
Yeah. I mean, it's still very expensive.
Oh, for sure.
In general, but comparatively to Sydney, it's half the
price. It's half the price.
Yeah. And like, it's funny when I talk to people from Melbourne about it, they're like, oh, it's really not that much cheaper. And I'm like, it genuinely is. Like, I think when you look at medians, like they say, like the median of Melbourne and the median of Sydney, it's pretty similar. But that's when you're putting like all of Melbourne and all of Sydney together. What I find interesting is that like, areas of interest to, you know, certain people. Like if you want to live like in a city in Melbourne, you can. We
it's
were discussing.
More accessible.
You can get like a studio or one bedroom in Melbourne in like a really nice area close to the city for like 500,000 or 400,000. You would be lucky to get a one bedroom apartment
in Sydney.
In the inner city of Sydney
for less than a million.
Yeah, I reckon like the lowest you could get down to is like 700,000.
Yeah.
Like I lived in like a not renovated older two bedroom apartment in it's not even in a city. It's like out of the inner city but like in a west of Sydney. It was a nice area but not like a crazy nice area. And it went for sale. It was sold before market for $950,000.
Disgusting.
This had the four peeling. Like,
yeah, it's location, location, location.
Yeah, it's all about the location. Yeah. But, like, you know.
The apartment I moved out of that they were selling, they still haven't sold it,
they
by the way.
Sold it.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that I left because I would have been still doing inspections.
Yeah.
Imagine I would,
that would have been awful.
Awful. And the real estate agent was a fucking cunt.
Like, that was a one bedroom.
That was practically a studio though.
Yeah.
Like it was a one bedder with a nice big balcony that I didn't use.
Yeah.
But the size of the living space, like it was all one room, remember? So I would kind of classify it as a studio, kind
sure,
of.
Yeah.
They want $750 for that.
See that? And that's like definitely the inner west. That
yeah.
is not
no,
in
that's
the city
no.
at all.
I was in Dulwich Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, no longer live there, so I can tell you. But that was in Dulwich Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And which is like, it's a close enough area, but it's definitely in the inner west. It's not in the inner city.
No.
And they want $750,000 for practically a studio.
That's just absurd to me.
No, disgusting. Like and the real estate agent was like, you should buy it. I was like, what? No. Where? And he's like, can't you ask your mum and dad? I was like, wow. Assuming that everybody has a bank of mum and dad.
Mm.
We don't.
Excuse
Fuck you.
Me.
Mum, maybe.
If I play my cards right at dinner. No, yeah, it's crazy. I would understand moving to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Even like buying property and then living there for a year, like it works.
Anyway,
moving
should
up.
We move on? I think so.
This next segment, Canfessionals, is brought to you by Tempest One, the all-new Prosecco-based wine spritzers bursting with refreshing fruit flavours.
So, Canfessionals.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Secrets. We love secrets. We love dirty secrets. We also love happy secrets.
Yeah.
All sorts of secrets. We did a call out for the hotties and we asked them to share a secret with us, something for us to gasp at or giggle at.
Have you got some thought provokers for us?
Or like a secret of my own?
No, from the...
Oh.
Do you have a secret that you want to tell us?
I don't know.
Feels like you're holding on to something where that's where you jump to.
Don't tell my mom.
Well, you're gay.
I like girls and boys.
I'm not just going through a phase.
Yeah.
I actually like them all.
It's not a phase.
Yeah.
That's my secret.
Slay.
Slay.
You know, it's March.
Exactly.
You know what that is?
Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras, baby. Okay. Going to get out there on a parade, shake your titties.
Are you going to go to the parade?
I actually have the opportunity to try and get tickets through my work. My work is very gay positive.
Good.
Say that as if that's a bad thing. I'm very gay positive as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gay positive if I say gay positive. I think there's better terms for it. I'm an ally.
Say hello.
But
say
I'm
hi,
very
ally.
Positive for the gays.
Ally.
Love the gays. Yeah, I might go. I don't know. It's very hectic.
Oh, I love it, but I hate it.
My dream is to be in the parade.
I could not handle that.
I think that would be
really
fun.
Do you know
fun.
It goes for hours?
Yeah, I wouldn't do a walking one. I do one where I'm sitting on a float.
Oh, yeah, you have to be the
And
queen.
I just wave.
Yeah.
Hello! And I don't know why. I'm not a very showy person, but the float that I want to end up on is the breast cancer awareness one where they're topless and they've just got tassels.
Straight titties.
And you're just shaking them. And I think if there's ever a time for me to get out there, that's the time.
Yeah, shaking your titties on a float instead of shaking your ass on a yacht.
In Dubai. On Oxford Street.
Are you ready for some secrets?
I'm ready. That was my confession.
I love that.
That I want to shake my tits.
Hey, look, somebody's secret is I'm bisexual. Yay! I didn't even plan that. That's a happy secret. In your own time.
In your own time, but get out there.
But I'm glad that you shared that with us. And
I do think it's really a lot harder to be a male bisexual person than
Absolutely.
It is to be a female bisexual.
Well, if you're female bi, it's like you're having a face.
Yeah.
And if you're male bi, it's like, well, you're actually just gay.
You're just gay. You just don't realise it.
Yeah, I know. I hate it. Hate that discourse. No.
Yeah, like even a lot of my progressive friends, when I've had male friends that are bisexual and when I've talked about it with, like, people that I thought were with it, they all were under the impression that he was just secretly gay. I'm like, no. Come on now.
No.
It's a hard word out there.
Keep that a secret.
For you boy buys.
Yeah.
Boy buys. That's cute.
Boy buys. It sounds like a bear, like a boy band.
Yeah, it sounds like the end
of
a song.
Like a bisexual boy band.
Ooh.
I like that. Our next secret from the hotties, our next confessional. I'm afraid to ask my partner to stimulate me in the ways I stimulate him.
Oh.
Because this could just be like quite like vanilla, as in like you go down on him and so then you want him to go down on you.
Sure.
But I wonder if it's like something real kinky.
Look, if he's doing kinks for him
like
and
he likes
not
to toe up the asshole and she's like, I want that back but I'm afraid to ask.
Is that a kink? Toe up the asshole?
I don't know.
What have you been doing?
No, that's a secret. We're not sharing secrets. No, I've never had a toe up the asshole.
Just want to make that clear.
Just need to make that clear.
Yeah. No, if he's a kinky man and he's getting golden showers, but they're not reciprocating.
Rude.
I like that we're just throwing out different kinks.
Yeah.
Let's see which one will land.
No, we're not here to yuck your yum.
Yeah, I'm not here to yuck your yum at all.
No. What do you do about
Surely
that?
Surely not, though. I feel like this must be like vanilla. Because I feel like if you're kinky and you're receiving kinks,
you
you're
would
giving
also
them.
Reciprocate. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
You're giving them.
I reckon it's like she's just going down on him and she's afraid to ask.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. To be honest, that was me with my first partner as well. I was afraid to ask for him to do that. Rude of him not to just do it.
Yeah. I feel like when you're younger, it's a scary
it's
thing.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're taught that sex is for the guy
for
and
men.
Not for you.
And also there was like that really long period of time where giving head is like really embarrassing for men.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
considered gay.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of The Sopranos, but it's like an ongoing thing in The Sopranos.
I think that is the sexiest thing that a guy can do.
Yeah.
Is like to love going down on his girl.
But then there's that guy
who thinks
that
they're really
overshares
good.
From early on being like,
I'm
I love
so
giving women
it.
Head. I'm so good at it. And it's like, no, you're not. No, you think this is the ultimate, like, I'm a great guy, sex edition.
No, it is. It's never true.
It's never true.
And I've mistakenly believed it at times. Mm. And then, you know, they're just, yeah. You got to,
so
like,
average.
Under-promise, over-deliver, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't even have to under-promise.
Just don't talk about it.
I don't think it needs
just
to be a
it.
Point of discussion
no.
until you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
You
just
know?
Do it. You
imagine
know?
Imagine in your dating profile you put like, I love giving head.
I actually think that many people do that.
That is so
Wouldn't
amazing.
Put it past them.
I don't know why, but all that's going through my mind is Terry Crews in White Chicks when he's eating the oyster.
Oh, my God, no. Yuck.
He has a huge tongue. He would be good at giving head.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's a big tongue. You don't have to know what you're doing. You've got a lot of space.
Can Can I tell you, I have like one of my viral clips, which is the flower clitoris on the floor where like he's smacking it. Mm. One of the guys I went with on a date with last year, he thought it would be really funny to recreate that skit while we were, you know, while he was down on me. He's so like, I think this would be really funny. There. I'm going to smack your clit because you did it in that skit one time. And I was like, way to just like ruin the moment. You think you're being funny?
That's so You're not. Weird.
Anyway, let's
didn't
move on.
Didn't see him again?
No, I didn't. Crossed oh, no, off the I did. List. We ended up having a fight on the third date.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. Yeah. Yeah, he smacked my clit. Should have thrown him out. Next one. Next confessional. I once told a man with one arm to use his other hand to take the photo.
That goes to the grave.
Take that to the grave.
That goes to the grave. Ooh. We've all been there.
Really?
Yeah. I remember once I was like meeting a blind person and I like put my hand out and then I was like, no, 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 put that down, put that down.
You're like, wave at them.
Why aren't you following me? I'm waving you over.
Yeah, come to me. No, okay, use your words.
No, we've all been there. We've all been there.
Khloe Kardashian's been there.
I'm deaf.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, that was so good. I saw a clip recently of a drag queen who's deaf and blind, and they were like, oh, a coworker of mine was like, I really want to learn sign language so we can communicate. And he looked at them and went, what are we doing now? Like, you know, do we need to do that? And he went, and plus, I'm blind, so the sign language doesn't work.
And then I'd have to learn sign language. I saw this one.
I thought it was really funny. Dizzy Billity. Yeah. He's a really funny drag queen in Sydney.
Love that.
Yeah. Shout out to Dizzy Billity.
Yeah, Dizzy Billity.
This is very queer positive.
It is. You know? I hope this comes out the week of Mardi Gras.
This segment was brought to you by Tempest One.
Speaking of, I think it's time for one.
Grab Tempest One at select Dan Murphy's and BWS stores today.
Anyway, my rent is so, so high right now and I'm just like, this is actually ridiculous how much money I'm spending on rent. Do I move into a share house?
I don't know if you can go back into a share house.
I don't think I could.
After living alone for how many years has it been now? Like 3 years?
No, like a year and a half. The last place, the one that I just moved out of, which I was there for just over a year, that was my first time living alone. I lived with Alicia before that.
Yeah, true to drive for Alicia. Yep.
And I was like talking to Hannah the other day because she might be moving back to Australia. And she's like, I was like, do we share house together? And I was like, we couldn't share house because we both are content creators. We both work from home. Mm. And I was trying to think about like what was our most annoying thing that would annoy someone else when you're a housemate. Mm. And I was like, I think the most annoying thing that I do, which is leaving cupboard doors open, which recently I did post a story and I zoomed in so that I could crop out that my cupboards were open. But I don't clean up straight away in the kitchen.
No, yeah.
Like right now I've got a dirty pan on the stove because I had to leave this morning after cooking breakfast and I've got plates in the sink and stuff. So I don't clean up straight away. I let things soak.
Yeah.
And I think living alone, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when you're with a housemate, not so much.
As soon as I get home, strip my pants off.
Yeah.
And if it's really hot, strip my top off.
Yeah.
Like I hate wearing pants at home.
Yeah.
I am such a free baller. And I, like, living in a share house, it sucked. I couldn't do it.
Oh.
Like, because I just want to lay on the couch, spread-legged.
Yeah, yeah, naked. I just say
legs spread-legged. That doesn't make... Anyway.
Legs spread.
My legs everywhere.
Yep.
And I can do that when I just have, like, the hubby.
Yeah.
And a baby.
And a baby. Yeah, and could you do that with housemates? Probably
not. It depends
not.
On the housemates.
How close you are.
But, like, a traditional share house, I feel like no. Like, if it's strangers, no.
Yeah, no. If you're friends. Like, if I lived with Hannah, I feel like I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
She
definitely.
Gets dressed on FaceTime with me. And I'm like, oh, but there are your boobs. Thank you. Yeah. So that you reckon that's your most annoying housemate trait?
No, God, no. I probably have way worse traits, but can't acknowledge them.
No.
No, too egotistical. You have to ask the people we'll I used ask, to live with.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, should we hear some housemate horror stories from the hotties?
Yeah.
This is a segment called Tell Me About It. It's a segment where I ask our listeners to tell me about it. And this week I asked them to tell me about their housemate horror stories.
And what an it that is.
Oh, okay. First one. My male housemate pulled my wet clothes from the washing machine mid-cycle because Sunday was his wash day. What? Let the cycle finish, you dickhead.
That's actually just like causing drama.
Yeah.
There is no reason to do that.
Yeah.
Other than I don't like you.
Yeah, pettiness, yeah. Pure pettiness.
I'm going to annoy you.
I wonder, though, out of context, I wonder if he was just really pissed after, like, a multitude of things that had happened and he was like, this is my last straw. Your washing is in the washing machine when it is my day. Big tantrum, take him out. Kind of get it.
Sure, if you want to look at it that side. I also would like to think that the type of person that has a washing day where you don't allow anyone else to use the washing machine when you live in a share house.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards the guy's a freak.
Yeah. That would annoy me.
I think you're a Fruit Loop dude.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
Yeah.
Okay. Next housemate horror story. She'd leave a whole pot of food on the stove for days and just grab a scoop at mealtimes.
No.
What?
No, I think that's so fucked.
What?
I think that's so fucked.
That's going off, no? How is she not dead?
But, like, people do that.
Cockroaches.
No.
Put that in the fridge.
Sends chills down my spine.
What is the food that she's got? Like, what kind of food do you – like, is there chicken?
Yeah, like, if there's meat in it or something like that. Like, I do think there's, like, a cultural – thing here. Like, I've heard a lot of stories about people from different cultures, or especially like people that grew up in different countries, where like they would leave like pots of food over like stones for days.
Ah,
and so
I
like
see.
It's continuous
still constantly heated. Yeah.
And so they'll leave like a pot on a stove here and like they'll just add heat to it and then turn the heat off and then add heat. And I don't know if it's like they don't understand how bacteria can grow.
Yeah.
And all those like side factors. But yeah, can't handle it.
No, I couldn't handle that. That would annoy me.
I feel like if I
what about smell? What
if I leave my food out, like if I've made like a pot of pasta and then I go and eat dinner and then I come back to the pot of pasta, I'm nervous that a bug has gotten in it.
Wow.
I mean, I do have a lot of cockroaches at the moment.
Oh, that's so true.
Problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting fumigated.
But wow.
Like, yeah, I'm always nervous. I have to put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, no, things get in it.
I will leave it while I'm eating my meal, but then you put it away. The other day, actually yesterday, I was putting away my sheets that I'd folded and I found like a little poo and I don't know what it was. I'm like, that can't be a mouse. It was very, very tiny.
Yeah, it's probably cockroach.
Do cockroaches poo?
Yeah.
It must be a cockroach poo.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like coffee grounds.
Yeah, okay, so it's cockroach. Because I was like, if there is a rodent in my house, I'm moving out. I can't handle that. Anyway, back to housemates.
Maybe we'll get a housemate. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm looking for a housemate.
Do you kind of want a baby, but you're not sure if you want a baby? Move in with a young
family. Do you want
a dog? Tom actually does. That could work.
Hey, there you go. All right. Let me know. Okay, next one. My old housemate used to leave used tampons on the bathroom floor.
No.
So I used to pick them up. Ooh, bold of you. And throw them back into our room. Slay.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
On the bathroom? Floor. Like, do you think that that's her trying to put it into the bin and she's just missed, or she actually just takes it out and put it on the floor?
I've definitely left pads
before,
like
by accident,
like unintentionally, like just forgetting about them.
But it happened once in a blue moon, you know, it's not like every time.
Yeah, I can be quite forgetful. I like leave them in the bathroom sink and then I'm like, oh shit, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't like a tampon, like you have to wrap it up straight away, and surely you just like know to put it in the bin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
I get throwing it in her room.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would do it. I would get petty and I'd throw it in.
Yeah.
Throw it in their room.
That's not cool.
You know, like you're getting petty in the housemate game when like you're waiting for the housemate to clean something and like you're stewing and you're so angry, but like you refuse to clean something until they clean it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what I think is really funny is that like people don't like notice things, and I'm a shocker for it too.
Yes.
Tom like yelled at me.
Yeah, because he was stewing about something.
He was like, I think I've said this before, but like we have like a shelf thing near our door, and he was like, I tidied the shelf thing, you fucked it up that day, I've been waiting for you to fix it and you haven't fucking fixed it. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he was like, how do you not know what I'm talking about? And he led me to it, and it's a whole fucking toaster.
That was a toaster.
I put an old toaster on the shelf. I walk past it every day.
Never
I
saw it.
Just
you're blind.
See it.
I blinkers, like, blinkers on.
So I have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
well,
I'm not saying that we're entitled to do it, but I'm just saying maybe don't jump to the conclusion that these daft people are doing like it purposely on purpose. Trying to hurt you.
Yeah. Next housemate horror story. I found out my boyfriend's roommate was peeing in bottles and storing them in his room.
No. The smell. I hear that story too many times.
The smell. Why?
I hear it too many times.
I've heard it a lot with gamers, people who game a lot because they can't leave or pause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you throw that out straight away, right?
Yeah, but I feel like if you're at the point where you're peeing in bottles.
You don't care.
You don't care. There was a recent viral TikTok lady, Risa Tisa. I think that's how you say it. Yeah. Risa Tisa. Mm-hmm. And she like married this guy that turned out to be like really fucked. And he was sick at one point in a bedroom and he was like peeing in bottles. And it was like, yeah, happens too often.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not good.
I don't think that wouldn't happen to a woman, would it? Because she can't aim. I can't aim.
No, I can't aim. I need a shiwi.
Yeah, shiwi. I recently went to a petrol station toilet because I was busting.
Oh, you poor thing.
I was busting. And like I've said this before on the podcast, in a public toilet I don't squat because I don't care. I cared.
Yeah.
I squatted, but it's quite hard to aim. So I made that dirty toilet
dirtier.
Even dirtier.
I don't know what it is about service stations. It's like they have a competition of who can have the most fucked bathroom.
Well, you know what's funny is he gave me a key and then it was unlocked. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, well, that's why it's filthy.
I've never been to a service station bathroom and gone, oh, this is respectable.
Mm. But I feel like that's just part of being a gas station. They have to have a filthy toilet.
That's what I mean. I think there must be a competition.
It's part of the aesthetic.
They get together and, like, you know, they show pics being like, oh, how many pubes have you got on yours?
Rate my public toilet. Yeah. Rate my poo. Okay, next housemate horror story. I lived with a guy who had zero ability to communicate. When he was upset, he would go outside and turn the power off. How's that for passive aggressive?
Again, I'm not saying like he should do that and he's off scot free, but like, slow.
Awful. That's passive aggressive to another level.
Oh, it's totally like the wrong like way the to deal with
silent treatment, but then in the darkness.
It's really funny.
Darkness treatment.
Yeah, that's like, imagine, like, I don't know, like you're 100% going to piss them off.
Yeah, you have a friend over, like you're having dinner and the lights go off. You're like, well, Robert's mad again. Fuck off, Robert. Like, wow.
I had like a friend who was having housemate wars with his housemate and like, just the stuff that they were doing, they were like hiding things from each other, like things that they would need. And like, yeah, they would do like equally petty things as like cutting off the light. And it was just so fucking funny.
It is funny. But when you're in it, it's infuriating.
Oh, awful.
Like nothing infuriates you more than a housemate because you actually feel like you can't be honest with them.
Yeah.
Because they're a stranger.
They'll turn the lights off. Living with friends can be different.
Yeah.
But there's also so many like.
I've already, the only person who I could live with right now who's in the same situation, like same part of her life is Hannah. But I said to her on the phone, I was like, I don't want to live with you because I don't want to lose my friendship with you.
Yeah.
It would change.
It's too risky.
No, it's too risky. Anyway, next housemate horror story. This one is so random and I love the way they said it. If I had a nickel for every time someone I lived with was involved with a stabbing, I'd have two nickels. I think you're living in a dodgy area with some dodgy housemates, maybe?
Yeah, where are you living?
I hope it didn't happen in the house.
Oh, God.
It's me. I got stabbed twice.
Yeah. I'm taking the money from myself and giving it back to myself.
I'm two nickels richer.
At least he's looking at the upside of it, you
know? Yeah, true.
Like he's getting a nickel out of it.
Yeah, these cozy lives, those nickels count.
Absolutely.
Final one for you, Grace.
Yeah.
I found a doll's head in the microwave and its body in the shower.
Nah.
Psychopath.
Who's doing rituals?
Witchy shit.
Oh, imagine if you had a witchy housemate.
That would be fun, though. Don't you think that would be fun?
Oh, like shallow witchy? Like they're just like, oh, my God.
Horoscopes like, and crystals and shit.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm putting out bad vibes for that person that you hate. Like, that's fine.
But, like, pure actual voodoo? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that stuff creeps me out. I started watching a show recently about stalking and I had to turn it off because I was like, now I feel like I'm being stalked.
Yeah.
Like, you know, self-fulfilling, weird.
It's vibes. A bit weird.
Couldn't do it. Anyway, that was Tell Me About It. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, you can email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Otherwise, I do the call-outs randomly on my story, so you're going to have to follow me. You can also follow the podcast.
You're going to have to follow Maddie.
You're going to have to follow me because I'm really important.
Maddie.
Yeah?
Do you have a TikTok?
Oh, she did it.
I did it.
I'm really obsessed with this trend that's going around, which is this sound. Let me find it. And basically it's just people having like the girl at the end of the movie when she's gonna be okay. And she just looks around and she just does that little bop. She like tucks her hair behind her ear and it's just like the ending of every rom-com.
And she gets into the cab and the cab driver says, "Where are you going?"
And she's holding a houseplant.
And she goes, "Home."
And I really love this trend at the moment because rom-coms are so wholesome in that way.
Yeah, I love rom-coms.
So that's my TikTok for you, Paige. What's yours? And you did say last episode that you're loving TikTok recipes. You kind of did your TikTok of the week in your Monday apps.
I kind of did. Yeah. And I do love my TikTok recipes. I love Amy. But I'm deep on mum TikTok. There's no doubt about it. But there's this woman called, she's an Australian comedian.
Yeah.
Called Mel Buttle.
Oh, I love Mel Buttle.
She's really funny.
She's so good. She does all of the mum.
She does content. All of the mum content.
Oh, she's so good.
And like, I've been watching her impressions for so long, and I think she's they're so, so funny.
Because it's very much the quintessential Aussie mum.
Yeah. I've saved a video for my international, I feel like every Australian listener that we would have would probably have seen her.
Yeah, you would.
Like she's quite large, but for my international fans, this is what every single average Australian home sounded like every Tuesday night.
Oh, no, I'm not making tacos. Oh, the mince isn't thawed out. I don't have a packet of stuff. No, your father needs.
It's so, yeah, I know. I see tacos.
Tom's mum
mince.
Tom's mum. Says tacos.
Tacos, yeah.
I was like shocked when she was like, "We're making tacos." And I was like, "Oh my God.
It's tacos."
It's tacos. And then Tom was like, "Why don't we make enchiladas?" And she was like, "No, I'm not doing that. I don't like that." And less than like 10 minutes later, she was like, "You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a bit special, I'll do this with the tacos." And she explained enchiladas. She's like, I put the wrap into a pan, I put a bit of sauce on it and a bit of cheese and I put it in the oven. And I was like,
"That's an enchilada.
Dude, that's an enchilada." And she was like, "Is it?" Well, I still don't want to do it.
No, that is so quintessential Aussie mum. Like, that's why I always make the jokes about bolognese, because my mum was a bolognese mum.
Oh, my mum was such a bolognese mum.
Like, with the jar spag bol. Yeah, so, like, there's always, and it's always the same. And Mel Buttle does such a good impression of an Aussie mum, and she goes where I would love to go with my mum impressions, but I know my mum would get offended.
She does great ones where, like, she talks about her co-workers.
Yeah.
And she has this, like, ongoing theme.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking real.
It's so classic.
I can't hear that in my life.
I know. Love it. Mum, love this.
Anyway, love you, Mel Buttle.
Yeah, love you, Mel Buttle. Anyway, that's all we have for the episode.
Yeah.
Slay, have a good week. Love you.
See you soon, guys.
Bye.